the church be the church. Amen. People going to come and get. We got to worry about that. You know, just need the help. And so I thank God for all the help. Thank God for the people that we met yesterday and, you know, how I had an opportunity to witness to a few people. But one individual, you know, left me with a testimony. He said he's a Hindu. And yes, I asked him my infamous question, "Are you saved?" And he said, "No, I'm not." He knew what salvation was. He said, "I'm not saved." You know, I said, "Oh, really?" He said, "But my grandmother's saved." He said, "I got a testimony for you." I said, "Really? Yeah, God, look, God working, ain't he? God is moving. Amen. God is moving." He said, "I've got an uncle. He was really sick, and this church come over to our country. And the doctor told my uncle that he wouldn't make it. He told me 6 to 9 weeks to live." He said, "But after this church had come and prayed for my uncle got well. And he lived till he was 69 or 70 years old." He said, "Really?" He said, "I believe in Jesus." He said, "But I just don't understand. You know, people, they believe, but they just don't understand." He said, I can't imagine what happened to my uncle, thinking that we was going to lose him. But all of a sudden, Jesus kept him around for many, many, many years. And so it was a good opportunity to hear what some of them believe. Amen. You know, God, all we got to do is get out there. I think Brother Joe said it this morning. All we got to do is get out there and be willing to be used, you know. And people are hurting out there. You know, the young lady I was witnessing to, so many people out there, but looked at this young lady and I asked her, "You saved?" "No," I said, "You need prayer?" She said, "Yes, I do." She began to tell me what was going on in her life. You know, she's struggling, you know, with some things in her life. And she says she believes in Jesus. She said, "I've accepted Christ as my Savior, but I just don't know what else to do with this situation." You know, God can do it for you. I said, "Sister, God can do it for you. Just turn it over to Jesus." You know, we're going to pray and believe for you and your husband, your family. You know, there's so much work out there to do. Amen. When you get outside of these walls, you know, you're going to find yourself really, really busy. I mean, you're going to be wore out there. You know, God's got to work for you. But I thank God for the people that wanted prayer, people that wanted to hear about Jesus. They wanted to know about the service. They wanted to know about the church. You know, I mean, I just thank God for what he's doing out here at Revival Center. We're thankful that God chose us and picked us, handpicked us to be part of his work. Amen. And throughout all the giving that people gave, you know, to make this happen, I thank God for you all too. You know, how you give to benevolence, how you give your money, you know, God's money. You know, you don't hold it back. Amen. And so God got a blessing for you too. Amen. Don't think that God don't see your giving. You know, you can't be God given. You know, God sees your heart. He sees that you want to help people. And you know that people out there just don't have no help at all. Amen. And so God got a blessing for you too. So I thank God for what he's doing and how he's getting us moving in a direction that we're supposed to be moving in. Amen. And that's helping people. Amen. And that's helping people. You know, all of your help comes from the Lord. Amen. You know where your help comes from, but people don't know where their help going to come from. They have no idea that Jesus came to help them, that Jesus is going to use you to help them. Amen. And so I do thank the Lord. Thank God for yesterday. I was just ecstatic about how things went yesterday. And I said, "Well, Lord, you are increasing. It's going to have to get bigger, because it grew from last year to this year. It got bigger." Amen. On both sides, I'm going to say that. So we had a good time. You know, I think we took some pictures. We're going to have to post some pictures up there. We're having some technical difficulties, you know, but God is good, ain't he? God is a merciful God, you know, and God is the one that's going to have to do it because, you know, we can't do it. All we can do is what he asks us to do, and that's to what? Trust in him. Believe in him. Amen. If God done something for you if God done something for you this morning, you ought to give God some praise. You know, if God done anything for you, you ought to give him some praise. We can't praise God enough. Amen. And all things work together for the good to them who love God. Even people breaking your car is working for your good, ain't it? You know, it's going to work for your good. I'm going to be in Deuteronomy 2 this morning. Lord, allow me to go through this like I desire to. I'm going to pray and ask him to do it. God is going to do it. Deuteronomy 2, chapter 2. I'm going to start verse 1. And so many people were saying that, we didn't ask them, you know. They were just asking for the information, the address, you know, how long you been here, you know, and all of that. I mean, it's just they initiated this thing, you know. We was out there just trying to, you know, not just only give supplies away. We trying to give Jesus away too. You know, here, take this, you know. They was picking up. We had a couple of prayer cards out there. They was picking up all of their needs. And I was like, here, take this too. Take this too. You're going to need this. Take this. Read this. You're going to need this. You know, your kids going to need what they got. But you're going to need this for your kids and you and your family and your neighbor and anybody else. You're going to need God one day. Amen. You're going to need him. But God is going to be there for you. Amen. I'm going to try to encourage you as always. I'm trying to lift you up. If not you, you go back and lift somebody else up with the word. Amen. That's how we do it. You know. If you are right with God, give him some glory. If you ain't all right with God, still give him some glory. Amen. But somebody need Jesus. I know that. Somebody need the Lord. Somebody need to be saved. Somebody need to be encouraged. Amen. People are hurting out there. And so, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity, God, to be used by you. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God. We thank you for new mercies, oh God. We thank you, God, for health and strength. Lord, we pray for those, Father God, that are going through, God, the young lady, God, that's in the hospital, Father. We pray for this woman, Lord God, that you would touch and deliver her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Remember Sister Harvey on this morning, God. Lord, we're praying, Father God, that you already worked that thing out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying, God, that she's going to send us a message, oh God, a testimony, God, and say, it is well, Lord God, because, God, we believe that all things are well, God, when it comes to you, Lord God. When we look at you, God, all things are well, Father. And so we thank you for this word, God. We thank you, God, for knowing, God, that you're going to do it, God. Whatever we need done, God, it's going to be because of you getting it done. And so we thank you, God, for being our battle axe. We thank you, God, for being everything to us. Now, God, I ask that you would just speak to me and speak through me, God. Use me, God, to encourage your people this morning. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I always want to encourage somebody. I always like to encourage somebody. Deuteronomy chapter 2. You say, then when they turned, verse 1, and took the journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me. This is Moses telling his story. And we compassed Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward and command thou the people, saying, you are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir, and they shall be afraid of you. Take ye good heed unto yourselves, therefore, meddle not with them, for I will not give you of the earth of their land. No, not so much as a foot breadth, because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for possession. Ain't God merciful? God is so good. He still got a possession for Esau, even when Esau rejected his birthright. Amen. God is merciful, God. And you can't fault God for doing wrong. God don't do no wrong. You know, somebody was saying this morning that, you know, people always blaming God, blaming Jesus when stuff don't go right. Blame yourself. Amen. It ain't because Jesus ain't doing it right. You just won't do what Jesus tell you to do. You won't do what the word say do. Amen. He said, ye shall buy meat of them for money that ye may eat. And ye shall also buy water of them for money that ye may drink. For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness 40 years. The Lord thy God had been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. And when we pass by from our brother, the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, through the way of the plain from Elah and from Ezan Gabor, excuse me on that, we turned and passed by the way the wilderness of Moab. And the Lord said unto me, distress not the Moabites, neither contend with them in battle, for I have not given thee of their land for possession, because I have given it to Ur unto the children of Lot for possession. The Edoms dwelt therein, time passed, and people great and many and tall as the Anakims, which also were accounted giants as the Anakims, but the Moabites called them Edoms. The Horams also dwelt in Seir before time. But the children of Esau succeeded them when they had destroyed them from before them and dwelt in their stead, as Israel did unto the land of his possession, which the Lord gave them. Now rise up, said I, and get you over the brook Zorad. And we went over the brook Zorad, and the space in which we came from Kadesh Barnea until we were come over the brook Zorad was 38 years, until the generation of men of war was wasted out from among the host, as the Lord swore unto them. Here it is. This 38 years, I want you to know, is this is how long that they stayed in the wilderness after they didn't go over. When Moses sent those 12 spies over there, they stayed in the land 38 years because they didn't believe God. They didn't go over and possess their inheritance like God said he would give them. You know, he sent 12 out, 10 came back with bad report, and two with good report. And he said the men of war wasted among them. These are people that God said that from 20 years and up will pass away. Amen. And so it left the generation from 20 years down alive. That the Lord spake unto me, saying, thou art to pass over the coast of Moab this day. And let me get on down to verse 24. Maybe 25. And as he did to the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, when he destroyed the Horams from before them, and they succeeded them and dwelt in their stead even unto this day. And the Avens, which dwelt in Hazarim, even unto Azah, the Kaphtorians. Well, where do these names come from, Lord? These are some names, ain't they? Which came forth out of Kaphtor, destroyed them and dwelt in their stead. Now, God is telling them, he said, rise up and take your journey and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thy hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. Again, this is after God had destroyed all the people above who was fearful and brought fear to the camp and caused people to be afraid to go over because they saw them. You know, people today, God's people see themselves sometimes as being less than, amen, versus greater than. I believe that we are greater than, amen, because we have a God inside of us, a God that's working for us, a God that we serve that makes us greater than what we used to be, amen. And so these people died off and they left this generation that knew nothing about war, amen. And so he says, rise up and take your journey. God expecting for the new generation to do what the last generation didn't do. Amen. He was expecting this new generation of people that saw no war, had no war, was no, didn't contribute to no war or anything. They didn't know how to fight. They didn't know how to do it. But God was expecting them to cross over, take up their journey, amen, and cross over this river. Amen. And so they only heard about what God did. Amen. So many people hear about what God did, but they never experienced. Amen. They never experienced no victory. Amen. They just heard about when the people came back to the camp about how God did this. Amen. It's like, you know, people coming into the church. You going to somebody's house or into somebody's presence and you telling them what God did, but they never have that experience that you have experienced. Amen. And so they didn't know anything about fighting. You know, but God was telling them to go and pick a fight with the devil. Is that what it says? He said, go contend with them in battle. And these are brand new people. Amen. And it's almost like when you first get saved, you know, some people feel like when they first get saved, they have a hard trial. Amen. And it's real tough. I don't know why I gave my life to the Lord. I don't know why I let them talk me up to getting up there at the pulpit and saying, Lord, save me. Amen. Some people feel like that. I should have stayed where I was. Amen. You know, but God was telling them to go and pick a fight with the devil. Amen. You know, do you want to know how you can pick a fight with the devil? Amen. And God, I mean, we can say that, but this is how I believe that you can pick a fight with the devil. When Jesus told his disciples, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creatures. Man, when you get out there, get to preaching the gospel, you get out there, get to testifying about what God did, the devil gets mad. Amen. You stepping on his territory. Amen. Because at that time, they belong to him. Amen. So the devil gets mad. You want to pick a fight with the devil. You go out there, get to testifying and telling people how good God is, how he brought me out. Amen. You know, then you don't worry about the test and the trial. They coming. Amen. You know, that's how you pick a fight with the devil. He don't want to hear nothing about how good Jesus is. Amen. He don't want to hear nothing about how God can deliver somebody. Amen. He wants to keep the people bound. Amen. He wants to keep the people in fear. Amen. And the devil wants to keep them. But God, Jesus was telling them, you know, he was commanding an invasion, you know, on the enemy. You know, he was sending out his disciples to attack the rulers of darkness of this world. He was sending them out to attack the spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. God is sending you out there to attack the devil. Amen. He's sending you out there to get rid of pull down the stronghold. Amen. That's how you pick a fight with Jesus. You know, you can't pick no fight with him sitting on the couch. You can't pick no fight with him with your mouth shut. But the moment you open up your mouth and start declaring God, declaring your victory, even though you ain't got the victory yet, but I declare this victory, amen. Even though you ain't got your healing, the moment you start declaring that, the devil gonna start cutting up, amen. But don't back down from him. You know, God gonna lift you up, amen. God gonna do it for you. He gonna fight your battles, amen. And he was telling these young people who never saw no battle, no fight, no spiritual warfare at all, go and pick a fight with the devil. That's what God was telling me. He said, take up your cross and follow me. That's what he told us. Amen. Follow me with your cross. Amen. You're going to have to bear your own cross. Amen. You're going to have to bear a cross. You're going to have to go through things that you don't even know you don't have to go through. Amen. I mean, how many said before, this is new territory? I don't know nothing about dealing with this kind of stuff. Amen. You know, you don't hear about it, but one day you're going to experience it. Amen. You're going to experience some new stuff. Amen. But God said, go Amen. He told them to go rise up and take your journey. Take up your cross and follow me. Because on this journey, you're going to go through some storms. Amen. On this journey, you're going to go through the fire. Amen. You're going to go through, but God is going to bring you out. Amen. We don't leave it there. And a lot of people say, you're going to go through, girl. You're going to go through, man. But you got to let them know. You got to give them some hope. God can bring you out, though. God can bring you out. Amen. You're going through, but you got to, you're going to come out too. Amen. And then he says, pass over the river Arnon. You know, many of us got to pass over. A lot of us don't want to pass over. A lot of us want to stay over here on this side of Jordan. You know, because they know on that side of Jordan, you know, we got to fight. It's going to be a war. Even before you get to that side, you got to go through before you even get to that side. Amen. That's why he told them to cross over the Arnon River. This, I found out that this river was a raging river. You know, it was a, Arnon was a place where the Ammonites, you know, they had total confidence in. This was, it was a place where they lived that I wanted Derek to put up a video, a picture of what I found. Try to describe this to you, paint this picture best as I can. This Arnon, this was a place, this was a stronghold for the enemy where they lived. If the river was raging, you know, that's number one. Amen. That's what it looked like. Amen. I mean, it's so bad. You know, he's telling these new people to cross over something like this. Amen. You know, something that's raging. Amen. And then once you cross it, look, you got to get up the slippery slopes. Amen. And while you're going up the slippery slopes, you got the enemy above you. Amen. Well, they shooting arrows at you. You had a disadvantage. God was telling them to go across this thing and be in a disadvantage to the devil. Amen. You know, how many would have gone across this river? Amen. How many would have went up, tried to go up these slippery slopes? Amen. Now, God was telling them to go anyway. It's like God telling some of us, it looks bad. You know, the devil is raging in your life. Things are slippery and slick in your life. You know, the devil, they could have been up there throwing boulders down. What you going to do? You could have got tired. They would have gotten tired. Amen. Oh, man, forget this. You know, they throwing rocks. They throwing boulders. They shooting arrows. And we can't even raise up and shoot no arrow. We can't. We just got to hang on for our, what, dear life. Amen. That's all God has asked you, to hang on, to trust in him for your dear life. Amen. God was telling them that, look, if you go, I'll go with you. Amen. They had to go in order for them to get their blessing. You know, their inheritance wasn't amongst their brother. God had another blessing for them. But they had to go through to get to their blessing. They had to go through something. And how many know that you're going through to get to your blessing? You got to go through. But God ain't got you in no disadvantage. You know, God got you covered. Amen. You know, you got the shield of faith. Oh, man. Every arrow that the devil shoot at you, it's going to bounce off of you. Amen. You got the helmet of salvation. When he throw them boulders down, they're going to bounce off your head. Amen. God got you covered. You got to take on the whole armor of God. Amen. God got you covered. You're not at a disadvantage when you with God. Amen. So after them crossing the river, they had to climb up these rugged rocks to get to the Ammonites. Amen. Can you imagine? I just can't imagine going up something like that. Amen. You know, I look, today it don't take much for a saint to tap out. It don't take a whole lot for them to say, I'm done. Them folk, they could have said, I'm finished. I'm going right back across this rugged river, you know, and leave them folk alone. But you can't go back. You got to keep on marching. We just got through singing this morning, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. We just got through singing, if I die, let me die in the army of the Lord. Amen. But God ain't going to let you die. Amen. God's going to fight your battles. Amen. He didn't choose a flat surface. He didn't choose flat land for them to go. God didn't choose nothing really easy for these folk. Brand new people, just learning how to fight, never had a battle. Amen. Can you imagine somebody putting you in the ring with Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, and you ain't never had no fighting experience? You know, can you imagine that? And then they're encouraging you. You can do it. And you're thinking, oh, you're crazy. But God is telling you, you can do it. You know, I ain't telling God, oh, you crazy. Lord, I'll be crazy for you, Jesus. I'm across that river, amen, because you say my blessing is over there. It ain't over here. If I stay over here, I ain't going to get my blessing, amen. My blessing is over there where he said. So I got to go where he said go. God expected them to look past their struggles, amen. He expected them to look past the slippery slopes. God is expecting us to look past what we see today, amen. Why God is expecting us to do it? Because the moment they stepped out there in that river, God was working for them. Amen. The moment they got on the cliffs, God was working for them. It was just like at Jordan River. It was just like the same thing at the Red Sea. The moment that Joshua and them stepped out in that water, it ceased. Amen. So don't think that things going to cease before you step. You got to step first. And you got to go first. And when they step in Jordan River, I mean, that river was raging. You know, I mean, why would God put Ornan River in here? You know, if God tell you to do something, you know, in a calm river, cross that river, it's calm. Take your boat, you can swim across it. You know, where's the glory in that? And God gonna get some glory, amen. He wait till things get messed up, amen. He wait till things get so chaotic, you know, bent out of shape, and say, go and do it. You know, go and get your car, go and get your house. You know, go and cast this devil off your child, amen. God wait till things get messed up so he can get some glory. Ain't no glory in no calm river, amen. You know, then the world be saying, well, I could have done that, you know. Ain't no glory in flat land when you go up there and just fight and this might be many y'all. Amen. You might be 100 to 1. Ain't no glory. But God wait till things get all chaotic and all messed up. And God expecting them to look past. God is expecting you to look past your struggles. Amen. He's expecting you to look past you climbing this wall, climbing to your journey. God is expecting you to look past it because God is going to do it. Once you make a step out there into that, in that situation, God going to start moving for you. Amen. But once you, if you stay back, draw back, God ain't going to move for you. You can't see a move. God want to move for you. Amen. And look, God is giving you the power to speak to the storms. Amen. God giving you the power to speak to the river. No doubt. They're probably saying, river, you got to be quiet. Rocks dry up. Joshua looked up at the sand and said, son, be still. He didn't get down and get the prayer. Oh, Lord, said, be still, son. Amen. We got some business to accomplish. Amen. God know that you got some business accomplished. So he ain't going to wait until things are feasible for you. Amen. He ain't going to wait until things are looking good for you. You know, things look so bad, amen, to us, and it looks so bad to where we feel like the things that we're in there are strongholds, amen. They felt like that they was, the devil felt like that he was in such a stronghold that nobody could get hold to him, amen. Come on up and fight. That's how, ain't that what Goliath was saying? Come on, y'all, send your best man. Matter of fact, he was so big, he should have said, come on, send 10 of them. Send 10 of them at one. You know, but God sent somebody small, somebody that they weren't expecting. Amen. God going to send somebody that you ain't expecting. Amen. God going to send you. Amen. He going to send you and fight the battle. Amen. But how many know it's going to be God that's doing it for you? It's going to be God that's going to be fighting your battle. They were so confident in their strongholds. The devil is. And the devil is so confident right now in his stronghold. But Paul lets us know that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. Amen. We don't have carnal weapons. Amen. But he said they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Oh God. It don't make no difference how strong a hold that the devil's held up in. God can pull it down. Amen. It don't make no difference how strong the stronghold that he got on your life. God can pull it down. Amen. God will pull it down. But you got to know that it's got to be God. You got to take that first step, amen, toward that stronghold. He says our weapons are not carnal. You know, they ain't visible. You can't see our weapons. Amen. They wonder how, the devil wonder how we fighting without a sword, without a shield. Amen. It's invisible. Amen. He wonder how, why we ain't carrying no gun. Amen. Why we ain't got no pistol. Amen. The weapons that we carry, they are not carnal. They're not visible, but you can see the effects of them. Because when the saints begin to pray, every stronghold, amen, is pulled down. Amen. When we begin to pray, you can see the effects of what the what our weapons can do. You will see the mountains move. Amen. You'll see the walls fall. When the saints starts to pray, amen, you'll see these, you'll see the walls fall. The world has a natural weapon. You know, they got people rely on their pistol nowadays. And man, I tell you, it's getting so bad, it'll make you think, won't it? It will make you think every time you look around, they got these shootings again, this mass shootings again. You know, and these people ain't doing this stuff in the dark no more. They doing it broad daylight. You know, and brother told me, said, see, Fred, that's why you got the pack. I'm like, well, I know plenty of people that was packing and they didn't, they forgot that they had, they didn't rely on it. When you ain't living that kind of life, you ain't relying on no pistol. You know, when you living that kind of life, that's the first thing that you go to. Amen. But I know a brother that had his and somebody got killed in front of him and the guy looked at him like he's going to kill him. And I said, ain't you licensed to carry? He said, I know where you're going. I said, didn't you? He said, I wasn't thinking about that, Al. He said, I was thinking about my life. I said, God's hand was on your life, man. God covered you. Amen. Bullet came through the bus, killed somebody in the back. I said, God, and you saw his face. You know, I said, God's hand is upon you. When the saints begin to pray, amen, when you start praying, you got to worry about the devil. Amen. You ain't got to worry about what he going to do. You don't, let him cut up. But when you start praying, you can pull down strongholds. Amen. Our weapons are not carnal, they're mighty. They're going to see the effect of the weapon that we carry. Long as you pray, you got to be praying, though. You got to be seeking God on a daily basis. Amen. You got to get down on your knees and be crying out to God. You know, the school year is finna start back. And our children finna go back to school. And this stuff that's going on in the world, I mean, it's getting so chaotic, amen. It's getting so bad to where it's starting to spill over. It's spilling over to places where they ain't never seen them before. Amen. This ain't never happened here before, they say. You know, it's starting to spill over. But God, our weapons are what? Mighty through God. We can pull down strongholds. Amen. Amen. When we start praying, the Lord was, he would look past us and I'm going to pass this county. I'm going to pass this house. You got to pass this house, devil. You can't stop by here, amen. But you got to be praying and pulling down strongholds. Even though ain't no strongholds are imminent right now, but there's going to be a stronghold. So pray in advance, amen. Pray before the stronghold get there. You got to pray in advance and know that God is fighting your battle. So they have natural weapon. We got a supernatural weapon. We got a mighty God. Amen. We got a God that will deliver, a God that will save. We got a God that will lead and guide. We got a God that will protect us. Amen. We got a mighty God. We serve a mighty God and he's our supernatural weapon. Amen. And people are looking for all kinds of things today. And they say we're getting depleted. I was watching last night. We in this war so long and we've been helping so many people. They had this top general on there saying, our stockpile is getting depleted. We don't know if we're going to have enough if they come at us from all different directions because we've been helping everybody else. But we serve a supernatural God. Amen. If God sees us helping other folk, amen, when other people won't help them, Amen. We've been sticking by other countries. Amen. When other countries won't help, God is going to be our superdome. Amen. God going to be our protector. Amen. And we ain't never depleted, because if we get depleted, that means God's strength is lacking. Amen. And we know God's strength don't lack. Amen. And we know that we're never going to be depleted, because we're going to always have our mighty God. We're going to always have God to defend us. We're going to always have God to stand up for us, lift up a standard for us. Amen. We ain't getting depleted. You ain't going to never be depleted. Amen. God don't run out. He ain't limit. Amen. He's limitless. Amen. He got it all. Amen. So when you start praying, you're going to start pulling down strongholds and casting down these imaginations, these things, these new ideas, these new concepts that people are coming up with nowadays. You know, that don't mean no good. They don't even sound right. Amen. They just thought about these things. You know, you just can't think about it. You got to go to the Lord in prayer. God got to give you what to do. He got to give you what to say. Amen. It's not going to be because you thought of it. Amen. You know, those imaginations, they're going to be cast down. Amen. So when we start praying, you know, the high-minded, the proud, the lustful, all that stuff going to be pulled down. Amen. Every bad thought, every lie, God going to capture it. Amen. He going to bring it into captivity and start revealing the truth to people. People are starting to see the truth nowadays. You know, that's why Paul said, doing all of this stuff that's going on, he said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. And then if you're lacking, he said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. The devil just been lying to folk. You know, he's been lying to people, tricking them out of their livelihoods. Amen. Telling people, go to the casino, keep playing the lottery. One day you're going to hit it big. Well, I know people been playing that lottery, going to the boat ever since I was a little boy, and they still playing and going to the still playing that boat, still playing that lottery, still on that boat, and they ain't hit it big yet. You ain't going to hit it big until you accept Jesus. That's when you hit it big. You hit the jackpot then. You have everything you need. Amen. You ain't got to worry about money, because money can't buy everything. But people, for some reason, they got all that money. We know the money answers all things, the Bible said. Amen. But when you got Jesus, you have everything. Amen. He's my all and my all. Amen. That's what the song said. He said, he's everything to me. What is it to you? Amen. He is my money. Amen. He's my bank account. Amen. God is my doctor. Doctor can't do nothing with all the, he can't heal you with all the money you got. Amen. People are losing everything they got at the casino. They're losing everything they got, you know, on the boat. Talking to a brother the other day, he said, man, just, I'm retired. I think I might have to go back to work. Yeah, because my significant other just can't stop. You know, we need God. Money ain't going to do it. Because the more you get, the more you spend. You know? Well, the more some people get, the more some people spend. All right. Because everybody ain't the same. Because that saying is true. The more money people get, they feel like they can just spend it. You know? I can go and do this, and I can go and do that. And the devil is sucking this young generation in. Now, the young generation, the devil is so sly, and he make it so easy. Now you ain't got to go to the casino. You know, he make it so easy. You ain't got to go to the boat. You can sit right at home on your couch and spend all your dineros, all your duckies right at home on your couch, and lean back and say, now what we going to eat today? You know, bills to do, how we going to pay this bill? You know, car payment due, how I'm going to pay this? Lights getting shut off. Amen. The devil is sly, ain't he? But God got us in a good position. Amen. We're in a position where we know that we have a God, a mighty God, that can pull down those strongholds. Amen. We can get a hold of this young generation and say, that ain't the way it's going. Look at your daddy. Look at your uncle. Look at your brother. He's been chasing that $1 million ever since way before you was born. and ain't found it yet. How about you chase Jesus? You know, how about you run Jesus down? He ain't going to try to get away from you. Amen. He going to stop and be still. Say, here I am. Touch me. Handle me. You know, come unto me. But ain't nobody running to Jesus. Regardless of how things are today, amen, we still have a mighty God. God was just testing the Israelites' faith when he told them to cross that river. God is testing your faith when he allows you, calls you to stand before something that seems so impossible. Amen. He was testing the faith to see what they was going to do. He tested the faith of the 12 spies. Amen. And 10 came back with a bad report. Amen. God was testing their faith at the Red Sea. He was testing their faith at the Jordan River. God is testing you right now. Don't cease. Amen. You know, don't stop. Keep moving. Amen. When God say go, go. He said go into all the world. Amen. The only way you're going to see your miracle is when you get to moving. Only way you're going to get your breakthrough, when you start moving. Amen. You're not going to get your breakthrough sitting on the couch. You're not going to get your miracle, you know, just hunker down, you know, not doing nothing. God wants you to do something. He wants you to act upon his word. Amen. God wants you to take his word and use it. You know, they took his word and they used it. He told them to pass over this river. Not one stayed behind. They all passed over. They looked, I mean, they saw how bad it was. You know, how bad is your situation? Is it that bad? God can't save your husband? He can't deliver our kids? Huh? That situation that bad? It ain't that bad. Everything is small to God. Everything is light before God. It's a light situation before God. Amen. Ain't nothing too big for God. Ain't nothing too mighty for God. He's the mighty God. He's bigger than the situation. He's bigger than your circumstances. Amen. Your miracle is just a step away. Amen. Your miracle is on the other side. But you can't let the devil deceive you and think that everything that's is going wrong in your life, it don't, I hope you use this word. It don't seem like it's going to ever get right. Seem like it's better than saying it ain't going to get right. You know, some people say it don't seem like it, but it sounds like it's some hope there. Amen. But those people that say it ain't going to get right, they ain't got no hope. They ain't got no word to stand on. But somebody that say they don't seem like it, they say, Lord, just I know it's got to be a blessing coming. Amen. It's got to be, we're going to make it to the top. Amen. We're going to make it across that river. Amen. You're going to get through whatever that you're going through. Amen. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Some of y'all can see the light if you open up your eyes. Amen. God going to bless you. God going to bring you out. Yes, we sound like we be beating a dead horse. Amen. But that's all right. I'm going to keep on beating it. Amen. Because one thing about it, God going to come for his word. Amen. One thing about it, when you stand on his word, God gonna bless you. Amen. You ain't going to fall when you're standing on his word. And then he tells them, go across this river. Cross the Arnon River. And I've given you in the hands of, I've given given you the enemy's land. God has already given us what belongs to us. Amen. You believe that your blessing that God has bestowed upon you belong to you? You believe that your blessing that God says is yours belong to you? Amen. You know, God ain't waiting for your situation, amen, to calm down. God gonna calm it down for you. And he said, I have given into thy hand Shion, the Amorite, king of Hezbollah, and his land. God has already given you everything that you need. You got it. Don't say you ain't got it. Say you got it. I was talking to a sister yesterday. She said, I'm just declaring the word. I'm just believing the word over my life. And I'm just holding on to it, Brother Al. And I said, thank the Lord. You know, at least she's holding on to it. You talk to some people, they're like, I don't know what I'm going to do. This thing been going on forever and ever. It just ain't going to get right. Amen. But God said, he said, look, we got to remember what belongs to us. You know, sometimes we forget or we just don't want to know what belongs to us. We just don't know what belongs to us. If you just don't know, that's all right too. But don't you forget what belongs to you. Amen. Don't you ever forget that God says he's giving you everything. Amen. All things belong to you. Amen. Peter writes this. He said, by the grace and peace be, he said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Man, grace and peace is multiplied on you, to you, multiplied. You know, I mean, the grace upon grace, peace upon peace, peace that's grace that don't end is multiplied upon you. Amen. And with this grace and this peace that's multiplied you, he said, his divine power has given us, by his divine power has given us all things. This is 1 Peter if you want to know. 1 Peter 1, verse 2 and 3. Grace and peace be multiplied. I accept my grace and peace. It's been following me all the days of my life. It's been following you all the days of your life. He said, through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, our Lord. He said, his divine power has given unto us all, come on if it's up there, all things. God has given us what? All things that pertain unto life and godliness. Everything that you need in this life, God has already given it to you. He was telling them, what you got, I've already given it to you. It belongs to you. Your healing is yours, amen. Your deliverance belongs to you, amen. Your breakthrough belongs to you, amen. And he's already given it to you, but what you got to do? He said, begin to possess it. You got to start possessing what God has already given you. You know, a lot of people don't possess what God has given, what God has given them. They just let the devil have a heyday with them. Beat them upside the head, tap dance on them, you know, lie to them, deceive them, drag them through the mud. And they just, well, it's God's will. That ain't God's will. That ain't none of God's will. He said, I've given you all things that pertain to life. I don't know about nobody else in here, but I'm living right now. I need some life. I need things that pertain to my life. Amen. You need things that pertain to your life. Amen. And God has already given them to you, but you got to go and what? Get it. There's a song out there that says, go get your blessing. A lot of folk don't want to go and get their blessing. Again, they sitting around. They don't want to get up off the couch. They don't want to go to the fight. Amen. You got to go and fight. But you got to fight a good fight of faith. God didn't ask you to kick down no real door. He asked you to kick down a spiritual door. Amen. He asked you to go on the enemy's territory and take what belongs to you. That's what David had to do, didn't he? David had to go to Ziklag and get what belonged to him. The devil had came in and took everything from them. But David inquired of the Lord, should I go? Go. God is telling us to go. He said, begin. He telling them, he said, begin to possess it and contend with them. He said, possess it. They couldn't possess Jericho if they didn't cross the river. Amen. They could not come into the land of Canaan had they not crossed that Red Sea. Amen. God is waiting for us to go. Even when situations look bad, even when things are chaotic, God is still looking for you to stand up. Because the moment you stand up and the moment that you go, God is looking to see if you're going to trust his protection. Trust his word. You know, I trust God. Well, get them moving. I believe God. You know, as we used to say in the world, get the stepping. You know, God is looking for us to go. James said faith without works is what? Dead. And if you got dead faith, God doesn't clear no path until what? We start moving. The moment we start moving, God start opening up doors. Amen. The moment they start moving in that river, He started departing. He started departing that Jordan River. The moment, every step they went, it just started parting. So if you stuck right now, get up and start moving. Take your journey like he said. Start moving. If you're stuck in a spot, keep moving. Watch on God prevail. Watch and see if God move or not. God gonna move for you. You know? He said, go and possess what belongs to you. And I'm gonna close it out right here. How do we possess it? How can you possess what God says belongs to you that you don't have? How do we do it? We declare it. When you start declaring what belongs to you, what God said was yours in the first place. Amen? God said what your healing belongs to the children, right? You got to start declaring it. That's when you start possessing it with words. Amen? That's how we defeat the enemy. That's how we defeat the flesh. Amen? We got to start declaring God's word regardless of the sickness. Yeah, you see the symptoms, but you got to declare by his stripes I'm healed. Amen. You got to say by his stripes. Y'all heard the story before. Her mama put me on the couch with a busted up mouth. Should have had 11 stitches, they said. Just keep saying by his stripes I'm healed, baby. By his stripes I'm healed. By his stripes I'm healed. Then I learned to use it on my own. When my back went out. Amen. When my neck was jacked up, my head, by his stripes, I'm healed. You got to start declaring. That's how you take it back. Amen. That's how you take what the devil belongs, what the devil has that belong to you. Amen. This is how you possess what God tells you that belongs to you, regardless of the lack that you have. You may not have a whole lot of money to cover all your bills. Amen. You know, you may not have it, but you just got to declare that God will what? Supply some of my needs, Brother Al. He'll supply all my needs. I don't know about nobody else in here, but I know that God has supplied all my needs. And God has given me the desires of my heart. You know, declare it. Amen. When things get chaotic, you know, they look all out of place. You know, you see the turmoil. We see it every day. Amen. You see it every day. But you got to declare and tell that situation, the peace of God will keep my heart and my mind. This is the peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. You got to declare the word of God. Start declaring it. Start taking back what belonged to you. Amen. He said, possess it. If you need healing, you got to possess it. By his stripes, I'm healed. Amen. If you need a breakthrough, Lord, you said you was coming to break me out. Amen. You got to start declaring the word of God. Start possessing what God said belongs to you. And if you get fearful with all this anxiety that people have. My mother-in-law used to think I had a whole lot of anxiety. Because I'd always be doing something. I come home from work and start doing something. She said, every time I come over here, you doing something. I said, stuff need to be done. Oops. I said, I can't come home not let it be done. I said, Twana ain't going to do it. She cooking and cleaning, taking care of the kids. They too young to do it. So I got to do it. She said, come over and sit down with all that nervous energy. I said, I ain't got no nervous energy. I'm just declaring. Lord, you said that we're going to get through this. Amen. And a lot of things I had to do, not by myself, because God was with me. You know, everything that I did, I've always relied on God. You know, somebody was over my house yesterday. They said, man, y'all did this? I said, God. He said, how did you do that? I said, I didn't know how I was going to do it. Build a pavilion. He said, I honestly, God knows, I didn't know how to start. I didn't know what to do. I said, but my wife wanted it, and I wanted to build it for her. And I had no idea. I had never built nothing like this before in my life. But I said, Lord, if I start, I just believe that you're going to order my steps. You're going to show me step by. And he showed me step by step. I couldn't see past plan one and two until I got one and two done. When I got step one and two done, I saw what to do with three and four. Amen. That's how God do it. Amen. But you just got to start declaring what belongs to you. God is telling us today, go and possess your blessing. Go and possess your miracle. Possess your breakthrough. Amen. Possess the peace that you are longing for. Amen. Possess the healing that you are looking for. Amen. You got to possess. He said, go and possess it. I've already given it to you. It belongs to you. Amen. And go and contend with them, he said. Go and fight. Pick a fight with the devil. Go on out there and just tell him. Get in his face. God tell him you're going to pick a fight with him because you ain't going to have to fight this battle. God going to fight it for you. They didn't have to fight the battles. God fought it for him. He just want to see what you're going to do. He just want to see if you're going to trust his word. Amen. Anybody feel like trusting God's word this morning? Amen. Anybody feel like trusting God's word this morning? By faith, we got to do it by faith. Amen. Amen. I can't see my healing, but by faith I take it. I can't see my breakthrough, but by faith I take it. Amen. If you see your breakthrough, your healing, or whatever else you need, tell the devil, I'm taking it by faith. Take it by faith. I was going to make some little cards and put them up here and tell you to come up here by faith and take what belongs to you. But you can do it in the spirit. Amen. You can do it by faith. Start taking. Start declaring it. It's mine. And keep declaring it until it come to pass. Amen. Don't get tired. Don't let the devil wear you out. You wear him out. Let him get sick and tired of you saying, what's going to be? You know, we have the power. Amen. We got it. We can do. Yes, we can do it. Somebody told me, Pastor, that I can't do this. Said, you can't call things into existence that are not. I said, why can't I? My God did. I said, why can't I? If he said, use his word, that's what his word tell me to do. He said, life and death is in the power of tongue. So how come I can't say? How come I can't call those things that are not as though they are? I can. Because he's giving me power and authority to do it. He's giving you power and authority to change the course of your life. Just by speaking the word of God. The word of God will change the course of your life. It changed the course of your life right when you first got saved. But God still got many more blessings for you. But you just got to go and possess them. Possess them. Don't say what you can't do. I'm going to pick on somebody in here. My sister been wanting a house for years. And she was just determined to my sister back there. She was determined to get her house. And she finally got her house. Don't tell me what God. She didn't have a man. Only man she had was a man named Jesus. Amen. You know, a lot of folk feel like they got to have a man. Amen. I got to have. No, you. All you need is Jesus. Amen. All you need is the Lord in your life. And she did it. Amen. And don't tell me what God won't do for you. God will do anything for you if you believe him, if you trust him. Just got to trust and believe that he will and know that he is able. Can God spell able? You guess so? Yeah, you say you know. God can spell able. I'm finished. I'm finished, Brother Derek. I'm just talking now. But I had a brother. I got a brother in the Lord. He used to always mess with me. I said, you want to go do such and such? He said, man, I can't spell able. I said, what? He said, pull out his pockets and I ain't got no money. I said, oh, that's what you're talking about. You're talking about. I ain't able to do it. He said, I ain't able to do it, Fred. If I had some money, then I could spell able. I said, what you need to spell able? He said, I need the A, the B, the L, and the E. So I started using that. But I said, Lord, I can spell able. You know, you got to be careful what you pick up. You know, I started saying, well, I got the A, but I ain't got the. I said, Lord, I got all of them because I got you, Jesus. I got everything that I need. And I started telling him, I said, man, you can spell able. I said, all I got to do is spell it. You ain't got to spell it in faith. He said, brother, you're right. I got to stop saying that. You know, people start calling him, blessing him. He said, man, guess what? out of nowhere. So-and-so called me and gave me $200. I mean, God would do it for you. But you just got to know who can spell able if you can't spell able. Jesus can spell able, Brian. Jesus can spell able, sister, brother. Pastor, Jesus can spell able. Matter of fact, he created able. He created the world. I'm finished. God bless you to possess what God told you that belonged to you. It already belongs to you. So you just got to go and possess it. Go out and get it. Don't say you can't get it. Don't. That is not the truth. You prophet lying. You ain't telling the truth. You can get it. You can get it, sister. Something that you ain't got. Something that you ain't got, sister. That you waiting for. Sister Selena, what you waiting for? We're going to pray for y'all. The Lord knows. Come on, y'all.